passing by. They saw this woman's dreadful deed and raised a hue and cry. And she was down to Newgate brought, put down in irons strong, for killing the finest butcher as ever the sun shone
Hello, hello, this is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. As I was in the last hour, I am joined by Brianne.
Hi.
And that last song was America with A Horse With No Name. Before that, we had Griffin with Three Jolly Butchers. And before that was Tanarawen with, that felt right.
Tanarawen.
It's like,
I don't know.
Yeah, Tinarawen.
Yeah, good job.
Thank you. It felt right. And the song was Tumast Tincha. And before that was Roger McGuinn with Jolly Roger and Spoonbill with Pirate Squidbot. And if you've been listening, you might have thought, huh, that's a weird mashup of songs, Max. And it is.
It is.
I sort of got my pirate playlist, and then I got my desert playlist, and I mushed them together. And as America said so well, the ocean is a desert with its life underground and the perfect disguise above.
Yeah, that is true.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's why we got such a weird mix of music. And coming up next, a song which is from a soundtrack for a movie which I'm going to watch this weekend. And I'm really looking forward to.
Oh.
I think I might have told you about this.
No, you haven't.
We can talk about it more after.
Okay.
Me and my arrow, straighter than narrow. Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow. Me and my arrow, taking the high road. Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow. Morning when I wake up, she may be gone, I don't know. And if we make up just to break up, I'll carry on. Oh yes I will. Me and my arrow.
kids are all right.
The Sea of Time is the song behind me off of the movie Yellow Submarine. And the reason why I'm playing it is because the first song that I played in that set, Me and My Arrow, by Harry Nilsson, is from a 1971 movie called The Point. And I was just reading a little article about it. Let's see. Oh yeah, the 50th anniversary of it just passed. That's pretty cool. February marked the 50th anniversary of the beloved Harry Nilsson animation, The Point, the endearing children's animated special, a la The Beatles' Yellow Submarine, delivered beautiful, psychedelic Nilsson song interludes and a Dr. Seuss-like storyline adapted from his conceptual sixth solo record of the same name. The film tells the outsider fable of a young boy named Oblio, the only round-headed person in Pointed Village, a town where, by law, everyone and everything must have a point. And it looks like a really, really cute movie, and I'm excited to watch it this weekend. And as far as how Nilsson got the idea for it, quote-unquote, I was on acid and I looked at the trees and I realized that they all came to points, and the little branches came to points, and the houses came to points. I thought, oh, everything has a point, and if it doesn't, then there's no point to it. And there you go. It was narrated initially by Harry's friend Dustin Hoffman, although that version appears to be lost. A few different narrations followed, even one by Ringo Starr. I wonder which one I will find. But yeah, what a cool movie. looking forward to watching it. I will let you guys know how it is next week. But because, you know, we're talking, this is 1971, 1969 was Yellow Submarine. And what a great album. What a great movie.
It's your favorite, right?
It is my favorite. It's also probably the movie that I've watched the most in my life. And I realized, I checked my playlist, my archive. I've never played Yellow Submarine on my radio show. And I'll be darned if I speak over it for the first time.
And he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed up to the sun till we found the sea of green. And we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
watches for my moods never brings me down. She puts the sweetness in all around. She knows just what to say to make me feel so good inside. Oh, when I'm all alone, I feel I don't want to hide. Today she brought me in, told me where she'd been. She put my mind at rest, put the sweetness in. I'll ask her for some time to go look around. She puts the sweetness in.
Oh, how I need.
All right. Oh, that was loud. We're back, and I got jokes.
Yay.
I got jokes. Yay, says Brianne. I'm going to start off... Oh, I'm going to tell you what songs we listened to, just so that in case anyone was wondering. Behind me is Todd Terje with Preben Goes to Acapulco. Before that was Status Quo with Pictures of Matchstick Men. Yes, with Sweetness. The Clash with Charlie Don't Surf. And, of course, The Beatles' Yellow Submarine. A beyond classic.
Never announced Tommy James and the...
Oh, yeah. Tommy James and the Shondells with I Think We're Alone Now.
I'm just disappointed you didn't play the Tiffany version.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's such a good version.
Yeah. Covers are cool. Yeah, love a good cover version. Anyway, my dad texted me a joke, so here we go. A drunk man walks into a biker bar and sits at the bar and orders a drink. Looking around, he sees three men sitting at a corner table. He gets up and staggers over to the table, leans over, looks at the biggest, meanest one in the face and says, "I went by your grandma's house today and saw her buck naked, man. She is a fine woman." The biker looks at him and doesn't say a word. His buddies are confused because he is one bad biker and would fight at the drop of a hat. The drunk leans on the table again and says, "I got it on with your grandma, and she's good. The best I ever had." The biker's buddies are starting to get real mad, but the biker still says nothing. One more time, the drunk leans on the table and says, "I'll tell you something else, boy. Your grandma really liked it." At this point, the big biker stands up, takes the drunk by the shoulders, and says, "Grandpa, you're drunk. Go home."
That's a good joke. I heard it maybe 30 seconds before this.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
It's good.
Yeah, yeah. But that did remind me of a joke which made me crack up, just in case you saw me like laughing to myself as I turn on the mics. That's what I was thinking. What I was thinking of was I was just a couple blocks from here. There's an elementary school, and there's a crossing guard at that elementary school. And I was walking by one day minding my own business, and he looks at me and he says, "Hey, do you like jokes?" And for the longtime listeners of this show, or anyone who knows me, you know I like jokes. So I said, "Yeah, I like jokes." And so he starts with this joke and he says, "Hey, do you remember blowing bubbles when you were a kid?" "Yeah, of course." And he says, "Well, you better watch out because I heard he just got out of jail and he's looking for you."
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. Which I know a different version of that joke, which is you want to hear a dirty joke?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I jumped into some mud and rolled around in it.
Yeah.
You want to hear a clean joke?
Yeah.
I took a bath with bubbles after.
Like a dirty joke.
You want to hear a dirty joke? Bubbles is my neighbor.
Oh.
Yeah. But then the crossing guard told me another joke which I hadn't heard before. But I mean like I hadn't, you know, not heard it before, but do you know why the Easter Bunny hides all of its eggs?
No. Why?
Because he doesn't want anyone to know that he's been screwing chickens.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was like, "Oh, wow." And then I told him another joke. I don't know which one, but here's Flo and Eddie.
Stick another grain. my own LSD. Friday night trouble bound. This Friday night and you're looking clean. Too early to start the rounds. A 10-minute ride from the Gold Coast back makes you show your pleasure bound. And it's 4 o'clock in the morning and all the people have gone away. Just you and your mind at Lakeshore Drive and tomorrow is another day. And the sun shines fine in the morning time, tomorrow is another day. South on Lakeshore Drive, heading into town. Just snaking on my own LSD, Friday night trouble bound.
was a most peculiar man. That's what Mrs. Reardon says, and she should know. She lived upstairs from him. She said he was a most peculiar man. He was a most peculiar man. He lived all alone within a house, within a room, within himself. A most peculiar man. He had no friends, he seldom spoke, and no one in turn ever spoke to him, 'cause he wasn't friendly and he didn't care, and he wasn't like them. Oh no, he was a most peculiar man. He died last Saturday. He turned on the gas and he went to sleep with the windows closed so he'd never wake up to his silent world and his tiny room. And Mrs. Reardon says he has a brother somewhere who should be notified soon. And all the people said, what a shame that he's dead. But wasn't he a most peculiar man?
X-ray, CT scan, ultrasound, MRI, mammography, angiogram. Has your doctor ordered one of these radiology tests? Now there's a website that can give you important information about these and nearly 100 other radiology tests and treatments. Radiologyinfo.org answers your questions about what you can expect from your exam or treatment in a detailed and easy-to-understand way. Radiologyinfo.org has photos, video clips, definitions of many medical terms, and a quick search function. You can also learn about the latest developments in radiology. It's totally free, doesn't require registration, and is available in Spanish. Radiology info is reviewed by medical experts for accuracy and What's the point of having a PSA in English tell you that, oh, it's also available in Spanish? If you need it in Spanish, you probably wouldn't understand the PSA in the first place. Oh, I didn't turn on your mic, sorry.
That's so sad. It's available in Espanol.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Radiology info is reviewed by medical experts for accuracy and credibility. Be informed about your radiology exam. Visit radiologyinfo.org. That's radiologyinfo, one word, .org. Developed by the American College of Radiology and the Radiological Society of North America. Yeah. X-rays are cool.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it's, wouldn't it be really cool if we could just, like, have non-commercial X-ray machines? Do you know about the Russian, like, the Russian, like, bootleg records that they made on X-rays?
No.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
During the Soviet Union, I thought about bidding on one on eBay the other day, months ago. But anyway, they didn't have Western music, so there was this bootleg industry, and because they didn't really have, they couldn't make vinyl records out of normal vinyl they bootlegged them on medical x-rays because they were like a good thick plastic.
Okay.
And they were able to make bootleg records on these.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know what x-ray plastic is, but...
Me neither, but as you're a plastics engineer and I'm a materials characterization engineer,
so we can
look it up. We can look it up and it'll make sense too, which is super duper cool. Plastic is cool. Plastic.
Is.
Speaking of Simon and Garfunkel, which was the last song, that was A Most Peculiar Man off the album Sounds of Silence. Before that was Brewer and Shipley with One Toke Over the Line, Aliotta Haynes Jeremiah with Lakeshore Drive, and Flo and Eddie with Keep It Warm. This is Mellow Max, and I'm joined by...
Brianne.
And you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio on this lovely Wednesday evening. It is just about 9 p.m., and coming up next is going to be On the Town with Mikey D. And we're going to have another song. I don't know.
What would've... a long song.
Yeah, maybe we'll have like one and a half, maybe two. Okay. What yeah. would have you got any ideas?
Oh no!
Oh no!
A lot of pressure. Oh, next week, I'm forcing Max to play entirely 90s songs because that is his most underplayed, like, era of music. And there's so many good 90s songs and early 2000s songs that he just does not appreciate like he should.
If I don't.
I'm not forcing you. I'm challenging you.
Oh, well, if it's a challenge. If I don't play a song from the 90s, can I, like...
You can.
Can I, like, make it add up? Like, could I play something from, like, the 60s followed by something from, like, the 30s? Would that work?
Sure, but it needs needs to be mostly 90s.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
I'll help you.
Thank you. Yeah. I was thinking about doing a vinyl-only show next week, but that would be very difficult with...
2 weeks from now, it'll be the 90s.
We'll see. We'll do one of them sometime, and then, yeah. And I did find a nice 5-minute song, which I usually don't play. So we're going to finish up with Blue Oyster Cult. Here is Don't Fear the Reaper.